Elhamdülillah ve salatu ve selamu ala Nebi Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem. We too are very grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to come and He manifests this on us. And subhanallah, so many beautiful things have been said. I'd like to share some things that occurred this week with you. And one of them is from a brother who's in prison. He had his leg amputated. And he wrote me recently. And this is a part of his letter, some situations that happened that he was sharing that he benefited from. And this one really hit the mark, as I say. He said, real quick, another instance. When I was in the hospital, and every day I was having a luxurious pity party. It seemed like I was literally stuck there. After my final operation, a series of miscommunications kept me there almost 2 weeks longer than I should have been. When I started coming to my senses and had a heartfelt, plain conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in less than an hour, someone came in and said I would be leaving. But each day prior to that, even with expressed orders from the doctor, I couldn't get out of there. Everyone was literally confused as to why I was still there. It was like when I begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He easily pulled me out of that misery. And this, when I was reading it, you think of all the times that you have difficulties in your life and you feel you just want to vent with someone. And the benefit of that is absolutely nothing. Nothing gets resolved. It's just you vented. And the worst thing is the person that you're venting to, they probably was thinking of something totally different from what you were talking about. And so he discovered what we all should discover is that it is by going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would raise his hands and he would beg Allah for his help, for his support. And subhanAllah, the best time of doing this is in the last third of the night. Suratul Muzammil, the Prophet wrapped himself up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to stand at night. This was the means of dealing with the problems that we have in our lives. And a lot of times we start thinking in ourselves, you know, because we got big brains and big ideas and the talking mind and all of that. When there's a problem, we immediately think, how am I going to resolve this? Herein is the first mistake. We don't turn to Allah, which he didn't turn to Allah like most of us. We're the problem hits us and we start trying to figure it out, trying to do something. And what happened? Nothing gets done. And what is it? It's turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that really changes the situation for us and improves the situation. And the last thing is a poem by Sheikh Abdullah Ibn Hamid Ali from Zaytuna. He says, "Cry no more for Gaza. For when Allah loves people, he tests them greatly. Cry no more for the dead. For life ends only when Allah decrees it. Cry no more for the children. For they are all birds of paradise. Cry no more for the parents. For each is guaranteed a place in the heavenly kingdom. Cry no more for those bombed and burned. For the martyrs, for the martyr has no reckoning and lives on in eternal bliss. Cry no more for the distressed, for sins are erased, for the smallest pain, even the thorn prick. Cry no more for the suffering, for the Dajjal's fire is actually cool, sweet water. Cry no more for believers, for their faith in Allah has not been shattered. Cry not from fear of your foe, for Allah's mercy is removed from the hearts of the accursed. Cry no more from sadness, for the prayers of the oppressed have already been answered. Cry no more from worry, for all the forces of the universe now acknowledge your cries. Cry no more, beloved, for Allah elevated the prayers of the oppressed above the clouds and announces, by my might and majesty, I will come to your aid for a surety, even if it is after some time." And so these stories and poems to remind us that we are all absolutely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. And we have to look through the lens that he gives us, which is through his book and the sunnah of his blessed messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever difficulties we have in our life, we just have to turn to him. And you'll feel a big lift of the problem when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because why? I'm taking it off of me and I'm giving it to him. And he is the one with unlimited power, knowledge, sight, hearing, and strength. So I'm a weak human being. So to let him know how weak I am, I say, "Allah, I can't handle this at all. I turn it over to you." And subhanAllah, just like the man, and just like looking at this whole situation with our brothers and sisters in Palestine in light of the Quran and Sunnah, it'll make it easier for us, not just for the fact that, you know, we have these sayings that they're martyrs and this and that. It's to remind us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all this, and it's decreed by him, and it's going the way he wants it to go. And our role in it is, as a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we can change it with our hands, change. If we can change it with our tongue, change. And if we can't do either one of those, then we change it with our heart by disliking, hating what's going on. And it says that is the weakest of faith. But dua is the strength of the faith. So we turn that heartfelt feeling into dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that is our strength. So let's go to our strength, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to overcome the difficulties in our life and have strength to worship him and to devote ourselves to drawing near to him. And we ask his blessings on his messenger, Muhammad, his descendants, his companions, and all the righteous. Subhana rabbika rabbi izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.